This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. This week's Obamacare insurance exchange rollout is getting special attention in America's Latino communities. That's the topic for today's conversation with our friends at Univision. Stephen Keppel covers economics there and joins us from Miami. Hello, Stephen.
Good morning, Mark.
So the Affordable Care Act is an especially big deal in some ways for Hispanics because the community has a large population of uninsured. Explain why that's the case.
One of the main reasons is that they work disproportionately in lower wage jobs that don't offer health benefits and other types of benefits. You see an overrepresentation in the services industry and construction that haven't traditionally offered health care.
Now, there are four key states for America's Hispanic population. We have New York, California, Florida, and Texas. And among those states, they've kind of taken two different paths. So I wonder if you can just talk a bit about the different healthcare experience ahead for those in New York and California versus those Latinos that live in Florida and Texas.
If you're Latino and living in California and New York, you're probably or you have a much more likelihood of getting insurance through Obamacare. And it's mainly because the states are much more active. They have their own exchanges. And especially California, which has the highest population of Hispanics, they've been working really hard to get the message out. And New York as well has sort of done a lot of outreach and are really making a push.
And so what's the story in Florida and Texas?
So it's a completely different story. Nationally, 6 out of 10 Hispanics are eligible for the Medicaid expansion. But actually more than half of those that are eligible for the expansion live in states like Florida and Texas that aren't offering it. So by some estimates, almost 2 million Hispanics living in Texas will not end up with insurance because they're not expanding Medicaid. In Florida, there's been a lot less promotion of the law. And again, it's because of the state government's opposition to Obamacare.
Now, Stephen, how is the Obamacare rollout going as far as providing Spanish language resources to those who need it?
It's really a mixed bag. In California, their exchange launched in English, in Spanish. Meanwhile, the federally run exchanges, you won't be able to apply online in Spanish until later in October. And they have Spanish speakers available on the phone to answer questions and help get you enrolled. But it's, you know, it's something they're going to have to work on to really reach the Spanish speakers in the country that are going to need insurance.
Okay, Stephen Keppel at Univision. Thanks very much.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.